Principle works when you work it. Principle works when you work it. All of us use principle all the time. We use it positive, we use it negative, but we use it all the time. Now, do you use principle, and do you find that it works for you all the time? Do you use principle, and do you find that it always does what you want it to do? Do you always think about everything being principle? Do you always think about everything being the rule, the method, the technique? Or do you sometimes just wonder why things don't function the way you want them to function? Why do you have anything less than the ideal in your life? Why do you have anything less than the ideal in your life? And of course, you have less than the ideal in your life when you think the less than the ideal in your life, when you empower the less than the ideal in your life. When you empower the less than the ideal in your life. And we do that so often. We do that when we feel sorry for ourselves. And boy, do we feel sorry for ourselves. Do we feel that we are just not getting the right touch in life? We're not getting the right direction in life. Things are not going too well for us in life. And why, oh me, Lord? Why, oh me? Oh, yes, oh, yes, indeed. And we wonder why it doesn't work for us. Well, it doesn't work for us because we have not been consistent in using the principle. We've not been consistent in putting the cause in motion for whatever it is that we would like to experience in our life. We have not been consistent, and consistency is a wonderful thing. Consistency is what puts everything into right focus for us. Consistency is what puts us in divine order. Consistency is what directs our lives to be the finest, the highest, the best, the most wonderful that it could ever be. Now, we complain. We complain. Oh, yes, we complain. We complain that we have hurts. We complain that we have pains. We complain that we have circumstances that are not working the way we'd like them to work. And we complain about it. And we spell it out. We spell it out in detail. We say, oh, there's a war, and that war is so terrible, and that these people are doing such terrible things. And we say, oh, there is a condition in the world where the environment is not pleasant at all, is not doing the right thing. We say everything's out of focus. We say 30, 40 years ago, there was a much better focus than there is today. And we go into these things, and why do we do that? Why do we keep empowering that? We can say, we live in our ideal environment. We live in our ideal body. We live in our ideal circumstances. We live in our ideal world. We live in our ideal. And the ideal is what we want. Now, the wonderful thing about that is we don't have to understand what ideal means. We don't have to understand what an ideal world is. We don't have to understand what an ideal body is. We don't have to understand any of those things. We just put the cause in motion by speaking our word. And we know that the word is so powerful. We know that psychologists are finding out that such simple uttered words that are saying, I'm having trouble, you're having trouble. Such simple uttered words as saying, there's problems in the world, and there are problems in the world. Why not say, there are solutions in the world? The world is filled with solutions. The world is filled with right action. The world is filled with peace. The world is filled with magnificence. And then the world is filled with magnificence. The world is filled with peace. The world is filled with all that is good. And it always will be that way. We use these illustrations all the time of how other people, if they would just be more positive, if they'd just be fine. When you go to a hospital room, you're not supposed to say to the person, oh, you look like death warmed over. Oh, you're terrible. You're supposed to be positive. Why are you supposed to be positive when you go into the hospital room? Because you're supposed to encourage them to lift up their spirits. You're supposed to encourage them to think positive. You're supposed to encourage them to think happy thoughts. And why are you supposed to encourage them to think happy thoughts? Because The happy thoughts are the healing thoughts. The happy thoughts are the thoughts in the direction that that person wants to go, and that you want that person to go, and that the doctor wants that person to go, and everybody wants that person to go. When you go in the hospital room, you don't dare say naughty things. You don't dare say the obviously apparent things. You speak to the truth. You speak to the ideal, and you speak to the ideal. You speak to the ideal. Oh, my goodness sakes. You speak to the ideal, and nothing more needs to be said. Nothing more needs to be said than the ideal. Speak to that ideal today in yourself, in everything in your life. Let's start with yourself. Start with myself. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm speaking the ideal. I live in my ideal reputation. I deal in my ideal reputation. I am known as a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic person. I'm known as a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic person. And when you speak these words, then that is the direction of your thought. That is the direction of your ideal for yourself. That's my ideal for myself. I don't know what it is, but I know it's good. I know it's what I want. When you tell a little boy, don't write down saying, I will not be a naughty boy. Say, I love being a good boy. I am a good boy. I'm a happy good boy. I'm a lovely good boy. And when the child says those things about itself, those are the only things that child is ever going to know. And it helps because that's the only thing that you as the mentor, the teacher, the parent, the friend is ever going to know about that child, that they are a good boy. They are a good girl. They are a good person. Yes, when little children are born, they are persons already. They are persons. And when you say to them, you are a lovely person, you are a beautiful person, you are fantastic, you don't say, you can, but you don't say, you're a lovely baby, you're a beautiful baby, you're a fantastic baby. You say, they're a person. They already are that beautiful representation of the ideal that they are. They already are that. And when we can learn to see it, when we can learn to see all beings as persons, not as men or women or naughty or nice, when we see them only as persons, what happens? Then beautiful things happen. What is it that makes certain movies on the internet so compelling? Their emotions. Their emotions. And their emotions are what get them into so much trouble, and their change of emotions are what get them out of trouble. And this is what you and I want to learn how to do, not to change our emotions, but to put our emotions in motion for our ideal expression. We put ideal emotions in order, unconditional love. We put ideal feelings in motion for an unconditional expression of joy and peace and harmony and goodness and right action. We put that in motion because that is who we are. That's the principle at work. And if you are so unaware of how the principle works, it's about time we become aware of how the principle works and use it to our benefit, use it to our joy, use it to our happiness, use it to our peace, use it to all the good that we could ever do for ourselves. And we do that right now by working that principle in its finest and most beautiful way. Can you do that? Oh, you sure can. Are you going to do that? You sure are, because that's the way it works. Is there ever going to be anything in your past that has held you down? Did you have bad thoughts about your health, bad thoughts about your world, bad thoughts about anything at all? Forget them. Today, put good thoughts in motion. Put good thoughts in the realization that that's the truth about you, about your world. Good thoughts. Good thoughts. The good principle. There's no bad principle. The principle just works on whatever we give it. And so when we give the principle good ideas to work on, then good ideas are what we have in our life. Take this time today to say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Take this time today to say, I am in charge of the principle in my life, and I put the principle in motion for my highest and best, and for the highest and best of all the world in which I live. I am a happy fellow. I am a happy fellow. I am a happy fellow. And I like me. I like me. I like me. And I like you. I like you. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.